There was dirt and crushed leaves in all of my crevices. Yes, all of them. Looking up through the forest canopy, I squinted, taking in the blazing light of the scorching summer sun. That's what I wanted to feel, the red-hot flame of burning passion pulsing through my veins, between my legs. Instead, I came to the unfortunate realization that my one escape from the endless boredom of this place had now become just as mundane as everything else. I felt Logan's gaze on me and reluctantly pulled myself back to the familiar movements of redressing.
Did you,
Logan asked. I looked up from fastening my pants to see his brow raised in question as he raked his gaze over my body. Oh, yeah, I told him flatly, rolling my eyes as I pulled my shirt over my head, covering the grass still stuck to my sweat-slicked back. My skin felt dirty and itchy in response, but whatever. I'd bathe later.
Yeah, I thought so. I could tell.
He replied triumphantly, leaning back onto the grassy clearing, an arm behind his head and a cocky grin upon his face. Clearly, Logan didn't understand sarcasm, or the female body for that matter. Sex with him had always been okay, at times good even, but never great. Being with him was always more about passing the time than anything else. There were no feelings there, no commitments. Neither of us expected anything more than what we had agreed on, just sex. For the past 4 years, that's all it had been. And I found myself happy that it would soon be over.
Same time next week?
He asked, rolling onto his side and biting his lip as he stared at me. He opened his legs slightly wider as a reminder and an invitation. I couldn't help the snort that came from me. He held himself in too high of a regard. Can't, I told him as I tied back my hair, leaves getting caught in the leather strap as he twisted it around my deep golden brown strands, the shining sun pulling forward the bright hints of copper within them. I'm leaving tomorrow.
When will you be back?
I won't be, I said, pulling on my boots. I'm moving to the palace.
You got a gift?
He asked incredulously. A gift. Magic. Power. They were all different words for the same thing. On a person's 21st birthday, their body automatically transitions from mere human to immortal, granting them a long lifespan and self-healing properties. If they were lucky, the gods would bestow upon them one of the three gifts of magic available in the kingdom they resided in. To receive the magic of a kingdom was rare, and often only came to those descended from a powerful bloodline. Nope, I told him as I stood, brushing off the leaves from my clothes. Logan had never bothered to get to know me on a personal level, and to be fair, I didn't care to get to know him either, so there would be no way that he would be aware that I was still months away from my 21st birthday.
Then why are you going?
Logan drawled, still making no move to get dressed or cover himself, his legs still spread wide. I suppressed a gag. It was common knowledge that if you were fortunate enough to possess a gift, you would forego your current life and move to the palace to be of service to the king and Kaelum. The fact that I had no magic, yet was still moving to the palace, warranted his surprise. I'm marrying the prince, I told him as I stretched out my aching back. I wasn't sore in a good way, that mind-blowing, twisting your body into different positions that you didn't know were possible kind of way. Nope, it was that out of rhythm, being pressed firmly into the ground and trying to ignore the pebbles digging into your back over and over again kind of way. Logan bellowed with laughter, doubling over himself as he did. Well, at least he was covered now.
You're joking,
he said through the laughter. I shrugged as I grabbed my satchel from the ground, wrapping it over my shoulder. Logan's face grew serious, his eyes wide as the realization hit him.